Well, so we continue today in Tomer Devora. We're up to the fifth Midah, Allah Kodesh Baruch Hu, what the Navi Micha describes as Lo Hechazik La'ad Apo, which literally translated means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not hold on to his anger forever. So right to Ramak, right to Moshe Cordovero, in the Tomer Devora, Zumi Da'acharas. This is another Midah. Sha'afilu Sha'ada Machzik Becheit. Even if a person sins and he continues to sin, in other words, sometimes a person commits an avera, I recognize that what I've done is wrong, I stop and I change. Other times, I commit an avera, and even if I recognize that what I'm doing is wrong and destructive, I still keep doing it. Even in a situation like this, writes the Ramak, Sha'ada Machzik Becheit, where a person continuously sins, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Machzik Af. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not maintain a sustained anger towards that individual. V'machzik lo la'ad. And even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu does maintain some level of anger, that anger is never eternal. Elo yevatel ka'aso afilu shelo yoshev ha'adam. But rather HaKadosh Baruch Hu finds the strength to negate his divine anger, even if a person doesn't do tshuva. So this is absolutely amazing. Meaning, I understand if the person commits an avera, the Ribbono Shel Olam has every right to get angry. So now what the Ramak is saying is as follows. What the Ramak is saying is that even in the event that a person goes ahead and commits an avera, and doesn't do tshuva, continues to commit the avera, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is justified in maintaining divine wrath, divine anger towards that individual, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not. The Ribbono Shel Olam relents. Eli yivatel kaso afilu shel yoshev adam. The Ribbono Shel Olam lets go of his anger, even if a person is not deserving of it. Even if a person is still ultimately engaged in sin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu still doesn't hold on to his anger, even if the person didn't do tshuva. Kimoshe matzina b'mei Yeravam ben Yoash, excuse me. And he quotes over here from the king Yeravam, who was one of the kings over Malchus Yisrael. Shehichzik HaKadosh Baruch Hu gvul Yisrael, v'heim hayu ovdim agolim, v'richim aleim v'lo shavu. So ultimately, again, so writes the Ramak, you see examples of this. And by the way, Yeravam ben Yoash is only one of the examples. There are multiple examples of where HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes ahead, restores the boundaries of Malchus Yisrael to Yeravam ben Yoash. One would think that no matter how big of a sinner a person was, when they see that they are the beneficiaries of God's divine kindness, that would cause them to repent. That wasn't the case with Yeravam ben Yoash. Ela adraba, and what did they do? After the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael were restored, they built golden calves. They worshipped those calves, and yet despite that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has rachmanas on them, even though they did not do tshuva. Im kein lamarichim, b'shvil mido zu shlo hechzik la'ad apo. Adrabo, machlish apo, im hayo shadayin achit kayim eno manish, ala metzape umerachayim ulay yashuvu. So this is actually quite beautiful, says the Ramak. So what's the idea? What's the logic over here? Meaning, The Ribbono Shel Olam has to work, or we assume he would work, with some type of logic as well. So I understand if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry because a person commits an avera, then a person does tshuva, or at least stops sinning. So I understand why that would lead to a lessening of divine wrath. But here what the Ramak is saying, Lo hechazik la'adapo, the Ribbono Shel Olam does not remain angry, even if I haven't done anything to deserve a lessening of divine wrath. Even if I haven't done tshuva, even if I haven't changed my behaviors, even if I'm still engaging in all the same deleterious and negative behaviors, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't hold on to his anger. Why doesn't he hold on to his anger? Ela mitzape umerachim ulay yashuvu. Because the Ribbono Shel Olam is confident in our goodness. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is confident in our holiness. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits and he waits. Ulay yashuvu. Maybe we will do tshuva. You see, the Ribbono Shel Olam sees us not only for what we do, but he sees us ultimately inside for who we are. And sometimes he sees us in ways that we can't even see ourselves. So I'm committing averos, I'm sinning, and even I look at myself as a sinner. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees within me the capacity to do tshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees within me the capacity to change, the capacity to do good, the capacity to be holy. And as such, the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't hold on to his justifiable anger. Even though the anger is justified, he doesn't hold on to it. He lets go of it. Why? because he sees the goodness that is inside of me. And even though I'm not acting on that goodness, and even though I'm not activating that goodness, and even though, again, I'm not doing anything to even reach down and find that goodness, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees in me sometimes what I don't see in myself. And as a result of the goodness that he sees in me, and as a result of my ability, my capacity, the possibility of doing tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets go of his anger. V'hainu, ki lo lanetzach hariv lo li'olam ator, ela HaKadosh Baruch Hu misnaik berakos, ubekashos hakol letovas Yisrael. So this really is an overwhelmingly amazing idea. Lo hechazik la'ad apo, the Ribono Shel Olam does not stay angry forever. But the Ramak says the chiddush in this is, even when he has a right to stay angry, he doesn't. He lets go of the anger. Even if I haven't done anything to change, even if I haven't done anything to better myself, even if I haven't stopped sinning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu still lets go of the anger. Why? Because he sees the good inside of me. He sees the holiness inside of me. And as such, again, he sees my capacity and my ability to do tshuva, and therefore he lets... So what's the... Right, the Ramak, so what is the lesson for us in all of this? So he says, Zumida ru'uya la'adim le'esnai bo'im chabero. We are to learn from HaKadosh Baruch Hu how to conduct ourselves with our fellow man. From the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu conducts himself with us, that is the way we should conduct ourselves with one another. How so? Afilu shurashay lahochiach bi'yisurin es chabero. O es bono vehim es yasrim. Lo mipnei ze yarbe tochachto. V'lo yachzik kaaso afilu shekaas, elo yivatlenu v'lo yachzik la'adapo, gamim hu af mutar la'adam. Right, the Ramak. There are sometimes when people do things to us, or we see people just engaging in negative behaviors, and the truth is, there's room for justifiable anger. There is a time to get angry. There is a time, there is even a little bit of kaas. Kaas, anger is a very destructive mood, a very destructive trait, a very destructive behavior characteristic. But even for kaas, there's a time and there's a place, in very small measure, in a very controlled way, but there's a place. Writes the Ramak, even if someone has done something bad to me, even if someone has hurt me, ultimately says the Ramak, lo yachzik kaaso afilu shekaas, Eli yivat lenu v'lo yachzik la'adapo, gam im hu'af hamutu la'adam. Even if I have a right to be angry, I should let go of the anger. Even if I have the right to be angry, I should let go of the anger. Where does the Ramak get this from? Because this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does with us. God has a right to be angry at us when we do things wrong. Be yet, lo hechzik la'adapo. The Ribono Shel Olam lets go of the anger. He lets go of it. I haven't apologized. I haven't said I'm sorry. I haven't changed anything. I'm not doing anything different. It's business as usual. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees the good inside of me, and therefore, he lets his anger go. Right to the Ramak. There are people in life who hurt us. There are people in life who mistreat us. I don't have an obligation to be their friend. I don't have an obligation to spend time with them. I don't have an obligation to go ahead and ingratiate myself to them. But I do have an obligation to let go of the anger. P'keim perush, and here he gives a beautiful perush on the pasuk. Kisira chamor son acha rovetz tachas masao. So beautifully he quotes over here the pasuk in Shmos. And the pasuk over here is talking about a situation. I'm going to quote it to you from the pasuk. So the pasuk is, this is in Shmos, Perek Chav Gimel, pasuk Hey. And so the Torah says, if you see the donkey of your enemy, literally struggling under its burden, and you'll be tempted to look away and to refrain from helping your neighbor. So what does the pasuk say? Azov ta azovimo. You have to help him out. Even though he's your enemy, you have to help him out. So he quotes over here the Gemara. And the Gemara says, there's a drasha on this pasuk. What is the burden under which you see someone buckling? So the Gemara says, Ma yasina hazos. Now, what the Gemara is intrigued by is as follows. The pasuk doesn't just say, see, I would have thought the pasuk could just be talking about a situation where I see someone's donkey struggling. I don't feel like getting involved. I've got a lot going on, a lot to do. I don't have time to help people with their donkeys. So yet the Torah doesn't say it. The Torah says, if you see the donkey of your enemy, so what's the enemy? What's the pshat? What does that have to do with anything? So writes the Ramak so beautifully. He says, Kisira chamor sonacha perishu mahi asinazos. Why do you hate this person? Shera oso over avera. Vuyachid in yachalahid. Vesone osal dvar avera. So why do I hate this person? Because I've seen him commit an avera. Now what does this mean? So this could be, I see this person, he's not a good person. He's not a good person. Either because he's hurt me, he's hurt others, he does despicable things, and so I hate him. I despise him. I don't like him. Yet what does the Torah say? Afilu hachi. So again, on a basic pshat level, the way the Gemara understands the Pasuk is if you see the donkey of someone who you dislike. Now, why do you dislike this person? Because he commits averos, because he sins, he hurts people, he does negative things. So I don't want to help him. Torah says, no, you have to help him. You have to help him anyway. You have to help him. So the Ramak, the term of Devorah adds in something different. Va'afilu hachi amra Torah, azov ta'azov imo. So the Pasuk, the phrase azov ta'azov imo means you have to surely help him. But Ramak makes an additional drasha. He says, Azov ta'azov imo could also mean leave it behind. Azov means could come from Lashon to help, but Azov could also mean to leave something behind. Azov ta'azov imo, shvok yas delibach, leave behind your hatred. You see the donkey of your enemy. Why is he your enemy? Because he does really bad things. And he deserves to be hated. He deserves to be shunned. Because he does horrible things. Yet what does the Torah say? Azov ta azovimo. Let go of the hatred. Let go of the animosity. Shavok yas delibach. Leave behind that which is holding back your heart. You know, sometimes when we see people doing negative things, and obviously I'm making a general statement, sometimes if you believe that people are good at their core, when you see people doing negative things, it's more often than not because of stuff that's happening inside of them. And if you smother them with a little bit of love, they can think a bit more highly of themselves, feel a bit better about themselves, and come around to engage in proper types of behavior. Azov ta azovimo, writes the Ramak, leave behind the hatred, bring him close to you with love, ulai yoil bederach zeh, for maybe this will help. Dahinu mamish midozu lohechazik la'ad apo. So the Torah Devarah says so beautifully, lohechazik la'ad apo, the same way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets the anger go, even when he has every right to be angry, so to write the Ramak, that is our avoda as well. Even if you have a right to hate, and even if you have a right to be angry, let it go. Let it go. Letting it go doesn't mean condoning. Letting it go doesn't even mean that you say to the person, everything is okay. Letting it go doesn't mean I'm going to become your best friend. Let it go doesn't mean we're going to hang out together. But let it go means just that. It means I am choosing. I have a choice about how I feel inside. I have a choice about my emotional composition. I do control my feelings. And I am Etzalem Elokim. I am made in the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ribbono Shel Olam lets go of the anger, and I am going to let go of the anger as well. But here I think we could add something on. You see, the Talmud Devoto would say that the reason I let go of the anger is because the same way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets go of his anger, because he sees the good inside of me, even though I don't see it and I'm not acting on it, it is my job to try to see the good in someone else. It's my job to see the good in someone else, and therefore I have to strive to see the good, and I have to let go of the anger that I have towards that person. But I think we could take it a step further as well, because the truth is, there are some people in this world who you can't find their good. Not that, again, we're human beings. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could see the good in every person. We can't always see the good in every person. But I think there's an additional piece. I let go of the anger because when a person schleps around anger in life, it brings them down. Anger is such an overwhelming and charged emotion that it shackles me. It becomes like a ball and chain around my neshama, around my soul. It prevents me from achieving simchas achaim, happiness in life. It prevents me from spiritual growth. It prevents me from moving forward in my existence. You know, sometimes the reason we let go of anger has nothing to do with anyone else and has everything to do with me. I am going to let go of the anger because I don't want to be shackled. I am going to let go of the anger because I have things I want to accomplish in life. I'm going to let go of the anger. Halavai, I should be able to see the good in every single person. But even if I can't see the good in you, I'm still going to let go of the anger for one simple reason. I have things to accomplish. I have things to do. And this anger is holding me in place and not letting me go. Lo hechazik la'ad apo. The Ribono Shel Olam lets go of the anger because he's able to see the good inside of us, even before we see it or act on it. Halavai, we should be zocha to see the good in each other. And even if someone hurts me, someone harms me, I have to find my little nitzotz, my spark of God within myself, and learn to let go of the pain, learn to let go of the anger. But even if I can't find the good in the other, the Ramak, I think, sensitizes us to this idea. Let go of the anger anyway. Maybe not for someone else, maybe not to benefit someone else, but to benefit myself. Because the more I unload the things which are holding me back in life, the more I have the ability to direct my energies, to direct my kochos towards moving forward. We'll stop over here for today. And Emir Tzashem will continue with Midah Vav, the sixth attribute, Emir Tzashem, tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.